If you found out your daughter's friend did this, would you still allow her to play with that friend? It's Buzz Baby University, and if I may, I would like to be the student in class and ask for your advice. And you guys are all the professors. 222-2899.
Because you haven't told us yet, is it a girl friend or a boy friend? Because that would make all the difference in the world, depending on what they did.
No, I have a daughter, so it's her friend that's a girl because she's little. She's 10.
So
we were talking about, you know, all the kids in the elementary schools, they got their class schedules. They're trying to figure out who's in their class and all this. It's a lot of excitement right now around the mailbox for a lot of us, right? So as she was telling me who's in her class, she mentioned this one friend that she adores. And she so happened to say that this one friend swears a lot. And not swearing like stupid, those kind of swear words, just like bad words. And I'm like, oh my God, you're only 10.
Like real swear words.
Yes.
Not little kid swear words, like don't say damn.
Right.
Right.
So my initial reaction as a mother, and it's, God, when you're taken by surprise, you're always like, okay, where's the lesson in this? I was stunned for a second. Then I was like, okay, now we don't say those words. And, you know, she's trying to find herself. She's trying to be cool. But my husband comes in, overhears the conversation, and is like, that's it. Don't play with her anymore. You're not allowed. I'm like, what? Is that the right answer? Like, who's right here? So now I'm leaning on all of you as the professors, the seasoned parents out there.
So let's go help Sandy out at 222-2899. That's 222-BUZZ. I'll be a little professor in this one, having been through this before twice with a 20 and 24-year-old. You're right in one aspect where there is a point where they test their little words themselves. And you'll find that, and this is personally my just observation, that your kids are the nicest, sweetest, perfect little angels until they go to school and until they have friends. Then they start getting completely jaded and poisoned by other kids' actions and speech and things like that. So you're going to get, your nice kids are going to get influenced by this little brats out there. And they're going to be friends with some of these brats. I, as a father, had the same thing happen to me. And I'm not sure if it was Scotty or Anthony. And he came up to me and goes, Dad, like so-and-so was saying those words. And he got in trouble for it. But he still says them when there's people that aren't going to, you know, like when he's not going to get in trouble. And I didn't do anything. I told him, because you're recognizing that and the fact that it's wrong, you're not going to be like that, are you? And he's like, no, I'm going to reserve my, you know, not say it. Does that make any sense? So basically, I let it go because it was almost like he was pointing out a teachable moment to me.
So, okay. So you just let it go. But you got to, I want to try to tell her who she should and should not associate with at a young age when she will still listen to me, as opposed to when they get into the high school years and they will do the complete opposite.
Yeah, they're going that way, right.
I feel like now and then my husband's like, I get this bad vibe from her, that kid's, you know, whatever. Oh. So, Lexi, I don't want you playing with her anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, honey, but she loves this friend. But the friend swears a lot and says things. Like, I remember her telling me, gosh, it was 2 years ago. So she must have been eight years old already talking about sex. And I was like, oh my God, who is this? But this little girl's the sweetest thing. But these things that come up in conversation, I don't know where this little girl is getting it from. I don't know if it's her. I don't know. So what would you do? Do you really try to distance your kid from that kid? Or do you do what you said, Scotty, and just let it go?
I mean, because the fact that she brought it up and knows it's wrong and told you, like you guys are like in on it.
Is enough for her
to say, hey, listen, I know the difference between right and wrong. You know, and you just need to keep an eye on it and to make sure that she's not like, you know, selling crack on the corner with her instead of lemonade.
222. I'm thinking, yeah, this will be that friend. No, no. I would hate to say that about a cute little mooch. 222-2899.
Man, what would you do?
I'd talk to the parents.
You would?
Yeah.
What do you say? Hey, your kid has a foul mouth?
Your kid's got potty mouth.
You know what you do is you give him a gift bag with tissue paper in it. With a bar of Irish Spring and a bar of Irish Spring and some Tabasco sauce.
I don't think that's politically correct in 2019.
That is what my mom used to do with the Irish Spring soap, and that soap was nasty.
Sorry to bring back awful flashbacks.
But if my kid, if my child enjoyed hanging out with that kid, and he was, you know, they were a little mouthy or a potty mouth, I would definitely try to talk to the parents just so my kids could hang out.
Yeah.
But you still would allow your child to hang out with them?
Well, I definitely would talk to my kids and tell them, you know, I would explain the situation. And say,
yeah, those are bad words. Don't say those words, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being a professor today.
Yes. Thanks, professor.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks for being on The Buzz.
Bye.
Hi, to Buzz. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks. So give us some advice. Be the professor here at Buzz Baby University.
I'm just thinking that it's a great opportunity to listen to your child and explain to them the differences in different people, and that, you know, it's okay that she's different than you, but that's not your expectation for her, and that if you kind of punish her, not let her, you know, understand that and work through it, she's not going to come to you when she gets older. Mm. So I think need to listen, and you really need to kind of say to her, you know, thank you for sharing with me. You know, that must be kind of strange for you because you don't hear us swearing around the house.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I didn't see it as she would take that as a punishment if I said don't hang out with her as much. That's a great point. See, that's why we need you, professors.
Thank you. Thanks, Carla Buzz. Hi, you're on Buzz Baby University. Hello, professor. What do you suggest here?
Okay, yeah, I don't think you should do anything. I think that you can't tell your kids at that age, you know, who they can and can't hang out with. Think that, you can, but they're going to hang out with them anyways in school. Mm. And I would just encourage them, like you said. She came to Sandy and said to her, Mommy, this girl is swearing a lot. And like you said, by her saying that, she knows it's wrong. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to do it herself. And and if this little girl comes over to the house, just kind of encourage her and be a mentor. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And you guys don't know what's going on in the house. You don't know what's going on with the situation with this little girl, especially with the sex stuff. She started talking about when she was 8. Yeah.
I know. So, I was like, with the Barbie dolls. I was like, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, this happened to my daughter, and the child was younger. Uh-huh. And the only thing we did was we did not allow her to go to her house.
Oh.
But she could come to our house and be supervised. But we did not allow our daughter to go to that little girl's house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's really hard.
It's really hard.
But your daughter knows what's right and wrong.
Because we know, and we know this to be true, even as adults, it's who you associate with, right? Your social circles is what you then become, you know, your environment. So if you're hanging out with these kids, then my biggest fear is for her to evolve without even realizing it. She's evolving into that.
Mm.
So, well, what may happen is that this one girl who's acting out may evolve into what the other girls are.
Okay, that's a good point.
Might go the other way,
you
right?
Hope.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure, yeah. You can only be a good influence on her instead of cutting her off.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, your daughter is probably not going to start swearing because she has a good upbringing. She has you and your husband and, you know, other positive influences.
I hope it's a good upbringing. Well, I am kind of a crazy Italian, so I'm hoping...
It's funny.
Self-awareness is good.
Okay. I am totally self-aware. I am a crazy mom sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And again, you know, again, there's the whole thing about this kid, you know, if you keep an eye on them, and if they are, instead of selling lemonade, they're selling crack on the corner, that's the red line. That's when you kick her out.
Yeah, and then if this girl comes to your house, just say to her, you know, whether it's contextually or not, hey, if you ever want to talk to me, come and talk to me. If you ever have anything
to make
talk
sure
about.
Nothing's going on at home. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being a professor, a seasoned parent today.
Okay, you're welcome, and have a good day, you guys.
You too.
Thanks for being on the Buzz. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.